ARVs, antiretroviral drugs, in our waters, in our drinking water, in our rivers. And it's hugely, hugely concerning. There are so many conversations around this, the how, the why, the what. But the place that I really want to start with this is, what is the impact on people who do or don't need to take ARVs drinking unfiltered water, as I do? Joining me right now is the pharmacy manager from Dis-Chem in Linksfield, David Kahn. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Kathy.
Thank you so much for the time. David, ARVs in our water supply. If somebody doesn't need ARVs, what is the impact? What is the possible health impact on them?
I think it's early to make a concrete claim of what harm could be done. However, I must just point out that the majority of drugs that are consumed are metabolized and excreted in their non-active form, in a non-active form. There isn't a huge percentage of drug that is excreted in its active form. What is of a huge concern is the fact that, we have probably 4,000 drugs that are contaminating municipal water supplies globally. And a starting point is to filter your water, or purchase filtered water, which is a more expensive option. And then after that, to not dispose of drugs into our wastewater systems. We have collection processes available free of charge to the public.
Okay.
And we do get a lot of drugs handed in. However, there obviously are those people that would rather just take the simple route out of either putting it into their rubbish or throwing it down the drain, which is totally wrong.
What sort of drugs could pass through the human excretion system and go into our waters?
There's always a certain percentage of drug that is excreted in its pure form, but in most cases they are metabolites, so it's not active drug that's going into the wastewater system. However, we are obviously getting exposed to a huge amount of contaminants via this failure of our government to clean our water and provide us with our constitutionally guaranteed requirement for clean air and water.
So taking an ARV from someone who doesn't need an ARV, we hear about how viruses change,
yes,
right? Is there any risk whatsoever that all of a sudden a person who's on ARVs and taking this in the water, unbeknown to them, suddenly becomes more susceptible to the rotavirus, as an example?
I very much doubt that's going to happen, because the traces in the water are so minuscule. They're less than homeopathic doses. So people would be needing to consume hundreds of thousands of liters of water to get the equivalent of what, for instance, is in one ARV tablet, I would presume.
Yeah.
There's been hype in the media about the issue. It is an issue, but they haven't actually published what the percentages are, what the concentrations are.
So I've actually got the study in front of me. I can share it with you. But the summary, it says that the findings, the study found that concentrations of ARVs in some water sources exceeded acceptable thresholds, posing potential long-term health risks to humans. The research team emphasized that current wastewater treatment processes are inadequate for removing these bioactive compounds, highlighting the need for technological advancements. And then it goes on to say that the report presented to the WRC includes several key recommendations. These include developing regulatory guidelines for ARV concentrations in water, improving wastewater treatment technologies, and conducting further research to understand the long-term ecological and human health impacts of these pharmaceuticals. So the truth is that it doesn't look like they have all the answers yet,
No,
which is,
it's a red flag.
yeah.
Absolutely, it needs to get attention. They're saying that it's unacceptable levels, but they aren't saying what's actually there.
Yeah.
And if they were to state what is there, it would be easy to compute what volume of water a human being would need to consume to achieve a level of risk.
Yeah, exactly. But then that would also
I
mean that
mean,
things have to change, and they do have to change. I
yeah,
mean, you know,
absolutely.
it's not
Yeah.
acceptable that we have to, we are constantly having to privatize everything.
Yes.
Now it's the water.
Yes,
You know, it was a
yes, yes.
security, it's a pr emergency services, it's, you know,
Yes.
all of these different things. But it's interesting. Just out of
Correct.
interest, does Dis-Chem sell RO, reverse osmosis units?
They sell systems which contain carbon block filters,
Yes,
which
which would get it
is
out.
not, you can't drink reverse osmosis water. You'll demineralize your body.
Yes.
All you need is a two-stage filter. One with a micro spun fiber filter, which is a physical barrier. And then the second stage is the carbon block, or what they call KDF, which is a, there's a metal catalyst, sometimes it's silver ions that are applied to the surface of the filter cartridge. And that's a very economical way of doing it. I can
Yes.
tell you, I mean, we've at home we've got a filter system, and I service it annually. It costs about 600 rand for a year's worth of drinking water filtered. Drinking, cooking,
Sign us
preparing
up.
vegetables.
Sign us up. Just one of our listeners asking a question, David. Does boiling water make it safe to drink? And that's from Judy. Thank you so much for your question, Judy. It's a great question,
Makes it
actually.
safe to drink from a bacterial, from a pathogenic aspect, yes. But not really for destroying drugs. You want to pass it through an activated carbon filter. You could add a small dose of hydrogen peroxide to your water and let it stand. That would decontaminate a certain amount of trace drug that's in the water. And then scientifically, it's not available yet. There are technologies being developed where you, with catalyst systems which would remove traces of undesirable chemicals from water. But that's still in research and development stage.
All right, another listener wanting to know, why is reverse osmosis water not good? I think that's a great question. Thank you so much, Unsigned.
The reverse osmosis water is as close as you can get to possible as distilled water. The final stage in reverse osmosis is to be deionized. So if your body has an equilibrium to it, a
Right,
balance,
right.
and if the water you're putting through your body does not contain those trace elements like calcium and magnesium that are available in our drinking water, your body would leach those chemicals into your system.
Get it. Okay, understand. David, thank you very, very much. And thank you for making
Always
yourself
a
available.
pleasure.
You know what? I love talking
I'm
to
glad
you,
I could.
but thank you very, very much, because and I appreciate it because I know how busy you are. So thank you so much. That is David Kahn. He is from Dis-Chem in Lynxfield. He's the pharmacy manager. And yeah, scary though, ne? I think I'm going to go off to Dis-Chem and go and get those filters. Yeah, but these ARVs, I mean, the truth is, go and just Google if you've got access to Google. Just go and look on the interweb. And if you have a look at northwestuniversity.ac.za, or you could go to news.nwu, northwestuniversity.ac.za, go and have a look at the researchers, or just Google ARVs in drinking water and go and look up Northwest University studies, and it's there. Put it into ChatGPT and tell it to summarize it, it'll do it for you.